You're an idiot.
I'm gonna say
weird. Weird Realities explores the paranormal, preternatural, and supernatural worlds that surround us. Here we delve into those topics that challenge us to think outside the limitations of realism, where we test the boundaries of imagination and are forced to think outside the confines and restrictions of what is normal. We are the creators, the writers, the artists, and the insane. Welcome to our Weird Realities.
Hey everybody, it's Hadley. I'm here with Morgana, so welcome back, Morgana.
Thank you.
Good to be back.
Miss
you guys.
Missed
you.
Yeah.
So catch us up. What you been working on?
Oh, well, you know, I'd love to say I've been vacationing and all that good fun stuff, but no, not even close. Let's see. Last weekend, I could not talk. Or Friday night, I sounded like a bullfrog. By Saturday morning, I couldn't talk at all.
Rona.
So, yeah, that's what my daughter keeps telling me. But no, I'm going with a sinus infection. I'm sticking to that. So
I will second that because I've been sneezing. So something's going on with the sinus stuff.
I'm just glad you're better, regardless.
Oh, yeah, it is. Like I said, you know, just, you know, some personal stuff I had to deal with. But I'm back on track, you know, ready to jump back in with you guys. Friday nights are like the highlight of my week. Does that say something really good or really bad? No, it's because you guys are
about
awesome.
Your character, is all I got to
say. You guys are awesome. I love the time I spend here with you guys.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Stephen Hill is absent this week. He had something he was doing. So we are going to miss him, but it is good to have the rest of the crew back.
Yeah.
I get a constant stream of conspiracy stuff from Stephen, so I'm covered.
Yep. Hey, and I, even though I haven't answered much this last 2 weeks, I do read all the stuff you send me.
Well,
yeah. So,
yeah.
So don't think I'm ignoring you. I promise.
You know, I don't know if the one yesterday was a creepy pasta. I mean, it seemed like a creepy pasta to me, but that was still unnerving to me.
That
like,
was weird.
Well, it's what was unnerving about it was that that's happened before because it comes up on my YouTube that like in like I'll say like 532 AD there was some kind of volcanic eruption or something and the sun disappeared.
Yep.
So it like, could happen.
You remember when the volcano erupted in Iceland back about 10 years ago? We had someone that was in Germany at the time, and she had to stay 2 extra weeks because the sky never cleared up enough to fly.
So, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, so I can imagine, you know, something being thick enough like that, that you couldn't see anything.
Well, I ignore pretty much everything Tully sends me anymore. So
I do read it sometimes. It's like, wow, but I do.
Yeah, I enjoy those little tidbits. I'm going to tell you several times this week. Those have saved a life.
Cecil doesn't. He doesn't read anything that isn't from the government. So
yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. You want government stuff? I'm going to start. You got it.
I like reading the government stuff so I can start to pick it apart by myself before I hear anybody else's idea about it.
And that's
well,
the thing.
I'm curious. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say almost everything that I send of that nature is like somebody breaking something down. So.
No, I've seen that one where the sun's apparently out somewhere. I wish I knew where that was supposed to be.
Yeah, I was curious about that too.
That's why I feel like it's more of a creepypasta.
Yeah, it had to be. That's why I was thinking about it, because you would think that that would escape somewhere on the internet besides that one dude.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. But, you know, hopefully that's all it is because, you know, I think I could survive without power and stuff, but I really don't want to test that theory.
I know. Yeah. It's too hot.
Well, hey, before we get started, let me go ahead and I just wanted to announce that my partner in crime, Mr. Al Gamboa, Big Mike himself from Watching Weird, has actually got a free copy of his Dead Island Operation Zulu for Father's Day weekend. So anybody out there who has not had the opportunity to read some of Alan's work, if you like action, adventure, zombie horror, this stuff is for you. He is an incredible writer, and this is just, you know, got Russians, got just all kinds of fun in it. But definitely check it out. Like I said, it is free on Amazon this weekend. So if you have a Kindle and you're looking for something to read on the beach, check out Operation Zulu Dead Island by Alan Gamboa.
Awesome. I'm going to have to go down.
I don't know why I got a mental image of Tully sitting on the beach reading a copy of that in Speedo.
I can't do. A lot.
The plan is in motion. All right.
So, Atlantis.
Yeah.
Atlantis.
How deep did y'all go into this?
This is one of the old ones. It's the Atlanta of the past.
You know, and this probably the first time I ever researched, and I'm going to totally give away my age here. It was way before the internet, but I spent days at the library, you know, going through looking for books and stuff when I was in like fifth, sixth grade.
Yeah, you know, I was a kid, and I liked reading books and stuff about Atlanta when I was a little.
Yeah,
I've actually met some people who claim to be reincarnates from an Atlantean life.
Cool.
I've heard about people like
that. Well, Morgana, you know them too.
Uh-huh.
Gwen and Karen.
Oh, okay.
From New Vibrations. Yeah.
Yes.
They were, that was amongst their lineage.
Oh, cool.
I always find it strange that, like, you know, Atlantis is pretty big in pop culture too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like you said, you know, everybody was researching Atlantis as one of their first conspiracies, but you never hear about, you know, many of these other lost civilizations. Makes you wonder, like, why? Like, was Atlantis just that huge?
I think Atlantis was the city of Atlantis was supposed to be, like, at that time, far superior to any other civilization on Earth, and the city was supposed to be just stellar.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff that I found connects them with the Anunnaki. Yeah. Others was that Poseidon founded Atlantis, and fathered the, you know, I guess sired some of the people there, that they had godlike powers. Mm-hmm. And then you hear the technology. But even historically, let's go with it's not fact, but what's assumed to be fact is that Plato's uncle had gone to Egypt, and the ancient Egyptians, who, you know, at that time period, they had the most civilization on Earth.
Yeah.
That they were talking about Atlantis, and they were the ones who were saying how superior it was to everything.
Well, whenever I was researching that part specifically, it said that when Atlantis went under, or whatever happened to Atlantis, that a lot of them fled to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But from what I was reading, I don't know if you guys came across this, but at first, like on one of these rabbit holes I was going down, it said that Atlantis was created after a place called Lemuria sunk.
I think that's what we've got on next week.
Well, I'm familiar with the Lemurian culture, but I think that I thought that they lived simultaneously. But Lemuria it was like Lemuria, Mu, and Atlantis. Aren't those like the top three?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
But I thought that was, I don't know if it was Lemuria or Mu was more arts oriented, where Atlantis was more technology.
Yeah, we can get more. I didn't realize that, Morgana. I'll save that part.
Yeah, like I said, I think I have that one for next weekend because I felt like Atlantis would probably fill up the time pretty quickly.
Yeah,
you know, and everything.
I'm going to save this though because it does mention Atlantis. So maybe they did exist, but maybe the people fled from Lemuria. It says the people fled from there to Egypt, Central America, India, Easter Island, and Atlantis.
Okay.
So I'll keep that up for next week.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Well, you know, and according to Plato, you know, Atlantis was basically in the Atlantic west of the Straits of Gibraltar. You know, he's pretty specific about where he says it is.
You can flick a slingshot and hit it from west from Virginia.
Right. You know, and that's the thing. Like I said, you know, I mean, there some people think it's like Santorini, Greece, you know, or the island of Malta. There's the Bimini Road down in the Bahamas that, you know, there's been some discussion about whether or not that was it. And, you know, there is also that underground city off of the coast of Japan, I think it is, that's like huge. You know, it has big, you know, cut stone and stuff, you know, underwater that they found. So I don't think there's one. You know, I don't think that it was just Atlantis that was there and has gone away, because, I mean, what have we uncovered? Like 8% of the ocean's floor?
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, and hey, we're due for an axis tilt. So who's to say something's not going to pop up, you know?
Well, and we know that, you know, the powers that be like to keep things from us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We could have an asteroid almost ready to hit us and we'd never know about it, you know. Yeah,
we've seen outside.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, going into what you just said, I kind of think the same thing. I think the Atlantis culture was more widespread across, like, multiple nations. And I think it was a precursor to what we refer to as Tartaria quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Because it ties into Tartaria. The way that they explained it was that it was a culture that was basically around and as advanced as the Tartarians, because if you believe in Tartaria the way that we do, the way that I do, is they had, you know, flying machines. They were basically modernized to what we are now. But they say that the Atlanteans were pushed back first, and they were pushed back to the North Pole, to where they basically built a shed of ice, I guess you could call it in redneck terms. And that's basically where they ended up. That's one theory of it, anyway, from the Tartarian aspect.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it'd be interesting to compare timelines, because if it really was that close to Virginia, you know, we know that Tartarians inhabited North America, so maybe they not only dipped out to the west, but dipped out to the east, too.
From the east to the west, from the windows to the walls.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you know, and we've talked more than once about the fact that there are so many things that you find all over the world at a time when these cultures did not have contact with each other. You know, the Native Americans and the Egyptians have things in common as far as their thoughts and things that they believed in, everything, but they technically were nowhere near each other. So how can you get such similar, you know, mythologies and thoughts from people who never met each other, unless you had a culture that could go from North America to Egypt to, you know, the Chinese Empire and things like that?
I would argue that it's not even similar. I'd argue identical.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Things, well, that you see in China and things that you see in Amazon. Like,
and one thing that I came across when I was researching this is, you know, this isn't the only civilization like this to just snap out of existence. Like, if you think about all those temples and stuff in South America, like the millions of people that just suddenly disappeared between, you know, boat trips from, you know, Spain or whoever it was.
Because, you know, I do feel like the Spanish definitely, you know, they brought disease and everything like that. But, you know, like you say, whole civilizations, you know, the Peruvians, you know, they have all of those landscapes and villages and stuff that nobody in modern history has ever occupied. So what happened to those people? You know, Easter Island.
I like the Anunnaki theory probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
That would put them before Tartaria, though, wouldn't it? Like,
probably, but the location of where Atlantis was would be perfect for, you know, break off civilization to start of Tartaria.
Yeah,
but it said it might have been Enlil. It was a couple of the main Anunnaki. I forget their. It was like Enki and Enlil, and some others. There were like five, I think, head Anunnaki on Earth. And there was two of them that were very obsessed with perfecting the human being as kind of a lesser version of themselves. Because Anunnaki lived between 50,000 and 400,000 years. And, you know, we're just a speck of dust compared to that. But they wanted to perfect our ability to, you know, everything from philosophy to just knowledge and the ability to invent. And I think that's where they say, you know, you see the all of the versions of man leading up to the human being as it is today. And those are supposedly just drafts that they went through. But
I can see that.
They settled on a good one, didn't they?
if you think about if you're, you know, who the Anunnaki were, which were, you know, like us, but a lot different and had dominion over us, you could consider Atlantis like a ant farm. You know what I mean? Like the perfect experiment. Would you say like
an alien ant farm?
Alien ant farm.
You like that band? That's good. Have you guys ever listened to that band?
Just the one song.
Yes, just the one song.
Oh, my God. That whole album, the first one was awesome. Mm.
But, you know, and that's another thing, too, you know, like I said, because there are so many, you know, mythologies and histories of different lands and stuff. What is your thought on Antarctica? Because that's actually a landmass, you know. So what might it have been before the pole shift?
It could have very well been a landmass because, I mean,
it's huge.
Yeah, they debunk, you know, the fact that there's pyramids there. Like, they're like, no, that ain't a pyramid. That's a mountain with wind hitting it equally from all different sides. Like,
well, and the big thing there is people are always like, hey, Landa. People are always like, you can go to Antarctica, like, as to debunk that theory.
Hey, Mona. Hey, Landa.
You can take about 5 steps into Antarctica.
Right. Well, you know, actually, they are hiring a postmaster in Antarctica right now. Now, you have to be willing to clean up after penguins also, but it's like a year-long stay. And they say they get like 80,000 pieces of mail every year.
Well, I am job hunting.
Yeah, you are.
I
don't know about the cleanup after penguins, but
Mona missed our episode about Roanoke.
Yeah, we did an episode about Roanoke.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah. Sure I think did. We decided that they had
mailed it in with the
assimilated with the natives, didn't we?
Yeah. Either that or what happened in Supernatural, one of the two.
or American Horror Story.
Or Storm of the Century by Stephen King.
Or Storm of the Century.
We might have to revisit that another day. but yeah, I agree with you. There is so little that you know about Antarctica. Because, I mean, how much have they actually come back and said, you know, oh, well, this is there and that's there. I mean, like I said, you know, you see people go down there and then they get, you know, frostbite and they're back out. Like almost immediately.
Logically, that is one of the better candidates for where Atlantis was, honestly, in my opinion.
There's a record of all of our episodes, Rod. Like they go up on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mona, I think you could just access it. I don't know where the best place.
Realities.net.
Yeah. Just a link.
One of my favorites.
Realize that someone has to post these, right?
That's why I was asking. I figured they would at least be on like, is there a? I don't know how Facebook works. Does it save our lives on there?
It depends. Facebook might have it. I'll look. I'm looking right now on Anchor.
And if you go back on Twitter, it'll definitely be there.
Because I try and go in periodically and upload them, but I've had to delete a bunch of stuff because we ran out of space. So gotcha. It just depends on if I got.
Yeah, I think they're all on Twitter. If you scroll far enough, all the logs.
I think that I might can find it on our channel on YouTube. So let me look real quick for you, Mona.
But I believe it was Antarctica where somebody said it was that the ice is melting underneath, like a mall underneath, as almost something has been fired up. I think it was Antarctica. And like, so it's possible that, you know, this ancient technology, they could have survived below this ice. It's, I mean, it's completely possible people live in some kind of ice dome, similar to the way that we live in this dome that we're currently on above Earth.
You would think, though, if there was such an advanced race, like when Bird went down there and encountered aliens,
that could have been Tartarians, not Tartarians, but Atlanteans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could have been just an advanced version of us. But you would think at some point, if they are monitoring what's going on in the world right now, that they would have stepped in.
Or maybe they're just waiting for us to self-destruct.
That's possible. I mean, that's really possible. Like, and that's as bad as I can say it.
If we nuke each other, though, there's not going to be any usable land.
You know, honest to goodness, I don't think that that is something that we'll do. I don't think we'll nuke each other. But I do think that, you know, for a perfect example, you know, I'm going to go mildly off in a rabbit hole here. The whole COVID thing, that's what I feel like could happen. You know, that they're going to lose control of the wrong, you know, virus that they're working on, the wrong nuclear.
That Black Death rolling
around. Yeah, there you go. And it's going to wipe out 90% of the population. And then they'll come out of their caves and say, okay, let's clean it up.
Your mic hardly ever stutters, and as soon as you say COVID, it went.
Mona, I posted it. Let me know if you got it, because some of these didn't go through.
I don't know whether it's your agent or my agent listening.
Yeah. I think we all have our own at this point. You know, but yeah, get together and compare notes.
And honestly, you know, if you think about the nukes, the way that they talk about it, I don't think the nukes really would destroy all the land like they say it would. No. I mean, look at Chernobyl.
Do we really want to know?
It's pretty flush.
I've got to tell y'all what I found out today about Jimmy Carter. Oh my God. Jimmy Carter. Let me see if I can find it. Because I saved it because I did not believe this shit.
This man is 94, 95 years old and still building houses for Habitat for Humanity. Yep. You know,
he's almost too nice, like he's got something to hide.
Or maybe he caught such a bad deal for so long that he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna do what I want to do.
On Twitter, and it said, did you know during the world's first nuclear reactor meltdown, a 28-year-old U.S. naval officer was brought in to lead a team of 24 men and courageously had himself lowered into the damaged reactor. Mm-hmm. And this was Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. I have a thing about people that appear to be like extremely good-natured, that I feel like they have something really crazy that they do in private. But Jimmy Carter seems to be one of the good ones.
Well, nobody gets in that seat scot-free.
Like when Bush Sr. passed away, everybody got envelopes. And they all had something in them. And then Jimmy Carter had an envelope and he's like shaking it and nothing came out of it. So, I don't know. Maybe Bush was telling him that the walls are coming down and he just didn't have nothing to say to Jimmy. He probably just had to get a few on there.
He said, damn it, you made all of us look bad when you got out of office.
You know, I don't know if you guys, like we can talk about it later. I'll get back on topic.
Back to Atlantis. Yes.
So, Atlantis, it's very interesting that they think that it was in between, what was it, the tip of Spain and Greece. Yeah. But now it's like floated over to Antarctica.
And, you know, there's another theory that I really like is that it somehow was the Sahara.
Yeah, that's when I think that is probably more true.
Because, we talked about before, if you dig far enough, well, they have dug far enough down in the sand to where they found, like, forests and things of that nature.
Well, I thought they found an ocean.
Wasn't there something weird about the sand there? Like it couldn't have been naturally occurring in that area or something?
I know I've got this glass. It's called a glass, but it's a Libyan sand crystal. I mean, and it's this yellow, almost clear stone or living glass. I'm sorry, that's what it's called. But they find it in the Sahara. They've never found it anywhere else. And it's just almost like the texture and feel of calcium or something like that. Yeah. Cool as hell. But like I said, you know, I mean, I don't know where that fits into this, but, you know, just being something off the wall in a place they never expected it.
Yeah, you know, it's quite possible when the pyramids and everything was built, it was all green there too, mm-hmm. you know. So that, I mean, the ancient Egyptians could have most certainly been the Atlanteans.
Mm-hmm. I think my favorite is probably the Antarctica theory.
I do like the Antarctica
theory. Just because there is possibility of survival still, you know, just because it gets cold, like, even today, if it got really cold, there would definitely be a core group of human beings on the planet that would survive.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's that movie, The Day After Tomorrow. You know, they're like, anybody from here up's dead. We can rule them out. And then as they're coming across and the helicopters at the end, people are on top of buildings and high rises in New York.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, you know, they've survived it and everything. So, you know, and I mean, people have lived at the poles, or at least the North Pole, for as long as anybody can remember. And they live in ice houses, literally, you know.
Well, and the Admiral Byrd thing, you know, the fact that he met someone with technology greater than ours, you know, maybe if they've been down there for as long as it says, and they were already advanced, mm-hmm. whenever they went down there, yep. think about how much more advanced, like, they probably reached a different, like, dimension of thought even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could be energy beings. Yeah.
That's what I think the UFOs are. I think it's the people in the middle of the earth coming up to keep an eye on it.
I think that's the Oswald.
Saying, what have those monkeys done now?
what if that's where they escaped to?
That's what I think. So Edward Casey did, you know, a series of like regressions where he was channeling about Atlantis, and he said that it was like in the Gulf of Mexico, and that one of his things was that it was going to reappear in like 1968 or 69 off the coast of North America, which he called the Rising of Atlantis. And it was around that time that the Bimini Road was discovered. So what mm-hmm. do you think about that?
It's as possible as anything else, really.
Right.
It's the location, though. Like, I don't see how it, like, I could see the going up and down, maybe a little to the left, a little to the right, but skipping straight through a continent would be kind of difficult for me to believe.
Well, yeah. Let's say that, okay, and again, according to Casey, it was around 15,600 BC that Atlantis, the continent of Atlantis, was divided into a group of islands.
Could be. I mean, they would have to be on the same continental shelf, so, you know what I mean? Like,
well, what about this, though? Like, if they were so advanced, what if Atlantis, you know, maybe these other islands, maybe they took technology and built their own island called Atlantis.
And, you know, that's not impossible to believe, because China does that, Dubai's on that.
I was going to say, yeah, look at Dubai.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
With their technology, what if they built an island that can move? Like a synthetic island. Yeah, like a spaceship almost. Like, they could just move it. Spaceship.
Water spaceship.
They call that a ship.
That's like that meme I saw. Somebody was like, I've got an idea for a new green technology for boats, and it was literally a sail.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, yeah, I mean, I don't think that that's outside the realm of possibility, because if you believe that a technology could be that advanced, why would they not be able to do that? You know,
well, maybe they decided to go park it above Hollow Earth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wouldn't doubt it. And, you know, there's so many countless theories of where Atlantis is. I like the OG one too. That I remember is that it was Bermuda Triangle. Like that's where it's at. That was always fun to me.
There was a one that actually said the Bermuda Triangle swallowed Atlantis.
Yeah.
I don't think it was big enough because, I mean, Atlantis was like a continent. They were, some of the stuff I read said that it was bigger than Asia and, like, was Asia and was it Libya?
You know,
that's, that's pretty large.
I mean, like, the Bermuda Triangle Thanos'd it.
Like,
you know how boats disappear and come back 100 years later or whatever in the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah.
Basically, that. It got Thanos'd by the Bermuda Triangle, and then when it does come back is whenever it fell into the linear timeline or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Well, question, okay, so what do you think happened to it? Do you think it, like, got hit by a comet, or do you think, like, a big tsunami hit it? What do you think happened to it?
If I was going to go out on a limb, I would say that it went the way of the Bering Strait. Like, totally found a globe online during his and massive research that he does on TikTok where they have a globe and the Bering Strait isn't a strip between Alaska and Russia. It's a huge landmass that goes from top of Alaska down to about midway to California. So during the Ice Age, whenever the Ice Age ended, that would have shrank that, you know, down to the strip that we know it as of today. So it's quite possible that during the Ice Age, you know, land masses of advanced technology countries and things like that was just sank
because
of rising water.
Well, do you think that global warming's gonna reveal it?
Well, it's not global warming anymore, it's climate change.
I think too that, like I said, you know, and for me, like going on the Antarctica theory, a pole shift.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think a pole shift, you know, took it out. And then when that happens again, it's no telling what we may end up with.
And I think that's where this climate change comes from, is the pole shift that she's talking about.
Don't ever say that I don't send informative stuff, Cecil.
You do send informative stuff. Now, some stuff you're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, so even that article you sent me earlier, Hadley, like ever since they come out and said that they can control the weather, part of me almost wonders, like, what if they do want to meld it out and see, or like, what if that's their way of slowly encroaching on an already existing civilization that they know about?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I by the way, which I'll post a link at some point, if I can find it again, but I sent Tully a link that had NASA had leaks or some photos had been leaked about them playing with the weather.
Like, well, hell, it was on the news that Dubai created a rainstorm.
Trust those people in Dubai.
Well, and if you see, I've seen weather maps that show a lot of our very turbulent weather. You can see it originate like around China. And there's an active, the equivalent of HAARP, there's an active base there where they let out, you've seen those cloud machines.
Mm-hmm. And you see the future warfare is climate war.
I think it's cyber stuff.
Yeah, that'd be wild, man.
I will say that it's the hottest it's ever been here.
Good Lord, it's hot here.
I think it was 112 today with the heat index.
Yeah, we got up the... They got up to 107 here.
That's just because we get better looking with age.
They're keeping us in. Is that what you're saying? So that, you know, we won't disrupt humanity.
I'm just saying that the hotness week spell makes me warm
up. A lot of people are saying the sun's been hitting different too. Like, even like the way the rays feel.
Yeah. I mean,
you remember when COVID started and they did the big shutdown? Do you remember how everything, like, it was cooler longer, like here, which is, it's usually hot. But we actually had like a season of spring, which we don't normally have. We usually go from, you know,
we have 2 days of spring.
Yeah.
It's here's what it is. It's spring, or no, it's summer. Fall, winter, spring, summer.
Second summer, third summer.
That's right. Indian summer.
I mean, usually you can wear shorts here at Christmas.
That's one good thing about Kentucky. We got seasons.
We do have seasons.
Look, I've decided only in Kentucky can you get a full scholarship to college for fishing.
Oh, yeah.
You can do that here, I'm sure.
I've got a guy I work with. His son got a full scholarship to Kentucky Christian University for fishing.
But what's he going to do with that?
I can't answer that.
You know, professional bass fisherman.
Yeah, I know a guy that makes a lot of money fishing.
Yeah, I do too, but I only know one.
That's right. I know a lot of people who chase like that dream.
It only takes one. You know, our buddy, our co-host on Wearing the Folk, Reed, he's a bass master.
Yeah. Oh.
I can't say what I want to say.
I'm telling you.
He really is. He's got shirts and everything that call him a masturbator and everything. No, I'm not even joking. He really is. Like, really good
picture. I was going to say, I've got vinyl patterns for masturbators too. It's a popular one.
No, he really is a great fisherman.
We're going to have to haul this out of the niche.
Yeah. Okay, so there is a city underground off of the coast of Dubai.
Okay. Mona, did you also notice a lot of people say that the color of the sun has changed? Like that it used to be more of a soft yellow and now it's like a blaring white almost.
Yeah.
Like I personally remember like a soft yellow sun.
Yeah, I remember staring at the sun a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I remember as a kid, you know, we stayed outside. You didn't get to stay in the house in the summertime. You know, you went outside and you played, you came home to eat, you came home at dark. The rest of the time you were outside and it was not this feeling of, oh my God, I'm going to die if I don't do something, you know. I mean, my parents didn't even have air conditioning until I was a teenager. You just didn't need it, you know. I mean, you could do it with fans. So, that difference.
It's funny you say that. Like we, just like with Atlantis, I guess, like how advanced they were and then how not advanced we were.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes you wonder, like, do you think that they just didn't share their technology? Like they had their city and they're like, everybody else is, you know, screw you.
Oh yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
We got our technology and you can, you know,
bite it.
Rub your sticks together.
Well, not knowing the reality of what things were like during that time period, we seem much more connected now. But you would think they would have been too. But I mean, they supposedly had the ability to travel interplanetary. They were flying. They were doing stuff that you would think that.
Yeah.
You know, they would.
I would almost think that people were more connected back then. Like, I mean, think about like how religions around the world were at the time. Like, it was pre-Christianity.
But so, there were so many fewer people, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
the problem that we're having now, is there's so many people. We don't have the resources to take care of this many people on the planet. I think that's why COVID did whatever it did.
I feel differently. Like, I feel like that's something that they push out, is that there's not enough resources for everybody. But I mean, all of us have been to the Midwest, like, and seen, like, there's land everywhere.
Well, here's what I think. It's gross mismanagement and basically the fault of the way the world is. You know, we have very few people making decisions for everybody.
Yeah. And that's probably how it was back in the olden days too. Like you had these people with all this technology, then you had the people that lived on the outskirts. There was a guy, I forget who he was when we did a time travel. Do you remember the guy that went to like 2301 or something like that?
Maybe.
Basically, he said that people lived in the sky and their people also lived on the ground. and the people in the sky had access to all this glorious technology and everything, and the people on the that still lived on the ground were basically cavemen.
That's the plot to Elysium.
Yeah. So that's that could have been the same thing too. Like, here's a well advanced technology city. They've got cars and shit. I'm sorry, floating around. And then over here across the river, you got people that's throwing spears at fish in the lake. You know.
Well, it's kind of like that. What was that experiment? The prison experiment where.
I forget what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
The Stanford experiment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same concept.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, Laura.
Superiority. So, I mean, that could have been the downfall.
Hey, Laura.
Because, I mean, if you have a town, a city of 100,000 people with advanced technology, guns and whatnot, what have you, and you have 2 million people that's pissed off at them, and they all decide to rush them, I mean, eventually the advanced weaponry is not going to really win out.
I was going to say something to support what you were saying a minute ago. Someone did a calculation, and if a state the size of Texas, or like a space the size of Texas, were structured like New York City, it could hold every person in the world. I forget, maybe even 2 times.
Yeah. Imagine if every person in the world grew like one little garden. Mm-hmm. Or even half, you know.
Yeah.
Just one little garden.
Well, I mean, and that makes sense. I mean, look at the French Revolution, you know. I mean, just for a comparison, like I said, you know, you have a small group that have it all. And then you have the masses who are suffering and want just a little bit of it. Eventually, they're going to rise up.
Well, I think it's not. I think that's you're speaking about current events almost at this point.
That's a very current event throughout history.
And it really has.
It's always best to learn from history, but most people don't. And you know, when it comes to Atlantis, that's one theory that I believe they was just got too cocky and got wiped out.
Mm-hmm. And right, and what was left of them went under, you know, exactly. Underground or whatever. And especially with all of these, you know, underground forests and stuff that they're finding, who the hell knows where they're going to end up finding, you know, artifacts and technologies and stuff that we haven't even begun to think about.
The stuff they're finding in China underground is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's surprising is we're even hearing anything about that. I mean, think about how secretive they are.
Oh yeah.
Think about what we don't know.
Exactly.
Right. We were talking about this, I think, last week, and I was telling y'all how, you know, when you think about how far advanced China and the Orient was in many ways, it's amazing. Like, I was looking at, it was, sorry, I have my thing up. I was looking at, it was a lost city in India, and then you look at the architecture there, and you look at what we do now, and we were talking about this too. It seems like we've gone backwards. I mean, we're very simplified to what we're building. When they used to build these ornate temples that we're finding that, by the way, still exist, you know, thousands of years later in the forest with trees, you know, have enveloped them that have been lost to time, et cetera. And you have a skyscraper that's probably going to be gone the first time there's a big earthquake.
It's almost like our education system is set up to just make workers. You know what I mean? Like, not to actually educate us on what happened in the past.
I don't know what you would call Mike Judd. He's either a soothsayer, a prophet, or I don't know. He's something. Because Idiocracy, if you watch that movie, it's a direct.
Yeah, you knew that was a documentary, right?
Yeah. Right. Why come you don't have a tattoo?
When it came out in 2007, it was funny. Now when I watch it, I'm like, this is scary as hell.
Yeah. Absolutely. I have commented the same myself. And that's generally not the type movie I watch, but I have watched that one multiple times just to see how much closer we've gotten to it since it came out.
And that's the architecture thing. Like, people are more focused on, you know, being famous, basically. Something successful.
TikTok VR famous.
Yeah. There is an extra big ass taco somewhere. I saw that. I don't know if I was, I know I said Cecil that.
Well, we didn't say it's all going to be bad.
Hey, Mark. I mean, you know, yeah, like I said, I mean, we really have. And, you know, I really never thought about this until I went to college. And thankfully, you know, college in Mississippi is not quite on that level as what regular schools are. Only a handful of states dictate what are in textbooks. I mean, you know, everybody knows that. That's the way it is. But I never learned in junior high or high school that we had internment camps in this country in World War II. I was in college.
I
was talking to my dad about this recently. My grandma, you know, was born in 1923. Mm-hmm. And you always hear that, I think it was like in the 40s or 50s, up until the 40s or 50s, they still taught a flat earth map.
Yeah.
And you just don't know what you missed being able to ask somebody from that era.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just to figure out the differences in education. But, you know, just like with Atlantis and Tartaria, because Tartaria was massive, mm-hmm. like super massive, like maybe even the biggest country to ever exist. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand how these civilizations keep failing the people, you know, like. Well, it's like we keep living the same thing over and over again.
Well, you know, it's the powerful want more power, you know, and I'm like you in the sense too, but I believe Tartaria was happening simultaneously around the world, yeah. You know, because you've got these exact same, you know, structures and architectures and stuff that in this country has been pretty much hidden, you know, to the point or destroyed. Yeah. And, you know, it's like I think we talked before, too, was the fact that you've got, you know, these pictures from, you know, the early part of the 19th century, late 1800s and stuff, where you see some of this stuff, where you see the world's fairs and everything. But I still think it was almost their way of destroying some of that old stuff. Saying, you know, oh, well, this was fake, you know, because they didn't have photography before 1870. You know, something like that's when it started really being used. So that was the perfect time. Let's put up, you know, these big fake buildings around this, you know, big city, and we'll just tear it all down at once.
Yes. And everything was much uglier that they built.
Yeah, oh God, and yes.
Here's a thing too, going back to that. What if Atlantis was America?
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
If Tartaria and Atlantis and all of these other lost cities or civilizations all existed at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, history is written by the victors. So who won that we don't know about?
Yeah, the Catholic Church.
You think?
Possible.
Good Lord.
There's the CIA documents, though, from like after World War II, where they basically said that Russia was putting into the Tartarian history.
Mm-hmm. So in 2015, I don't know if you saw, I think I said that in the chat a few weeks ago. Russia put out, is that what you just said, that they put out the history of Tartaria?
No, they were suppressing it in CIA documents from right after World War II.
So, yeah, I could see that. But then in 2015, Russia published a history of Tartaria.
Well, they don't deny Tartaria was a thing. They just say it was a group of nomads, nomadic tribes that traveled.
Right. Nomadic tribes, really tall warriors.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that lived in the steppes of Russia and everything, you know.
Just
kind of left out that they were nomadic tribe that basically controlled the world and had far superior technology.
There was one of the things of Atlantis that Atlantis was home of all of the Nephilim.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. When you go into the whole, and that was one of the things that kind of confused me about the Poseidon adventure that we had there with his sexual conquest and all his many twins.
Gene Simmons.
But was basically said that it was a demigod race, you know? When Poseidon left, he left his child Atlas in charge. I mean, that's... Yeah. There's so much that you want to unpack there.
If the Anunnaki lived between 50,000 and 400,000 years old on average, and they took interest in a human woman, their offspring would live an extremely long time compared to the average human.
Yep. Yeah, biblically, people live 200-400 years old. So
it could have been even more than that, thousands.
Yeah. Saint Germain's probably still alive. I wonder if he was one of these, or if he's just an alchemist.
Well, you know, back to the vampire thing, you know, who says they necessarily have to be bloodsuckers in the literal sense?
Why could they energy. Not?
Right, exactly.
And they could live off the misery of the creation that is us, which would go back to the reptilians, which are out for nefarious reasons because they live off of our misery.
I wonder, so like if, like you guys know how they allegedly dug up Nimrod.
Ain't that a funny name?
It is a funny name.
I got called that a lot when I was a little kid.
You know what? I'm going to say this and I'm going to get back to it. Whenever I was working in a call center when I was younger, there was a literal person's name was Nimrod Lumpkins.
Oh,
oh gosh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Shout out to Nimrod Lumpkins.
Yeah. I mean, somewhere I never talked to him, so... Yeah, shout out.
Shout out, my friend.
But if they did find the Nimrod.
There's so much that they found that we don't know about. I mean, we're just really.
If you had the blood of a Nephilim, so if you had the blood of somebody who could live to be 500,000 years old, think about what you could do with that.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to tie into that Rh negative blood stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, Rh negative, you cannot clone people who have Rh negative blood type. Did you know that?
I didn't.
You cannot clone them.
You're scaring me.
Well, that's what there's only pockets of like cultures that have this bloodline. And that was one of the things that when Michelle and I did that first research, it was, I think, our first episode. It was about the really different weird stuff we found out about Rh negative blood type, and that was one of them. And she was going to medical school, so I mean she's all about the blood. And she was like, no, you can't clone people with this blood type. And she's Rh negative. My dad was Rh negative, but that they were saying that there's like a bunch of people, like the Basque people in France, that's one of the pockets of people, and then there's another pocket of people. In I want to say it's a Bedouin tribe in northern Africa that had red hair, red and blonde hair, and blue eyes, and they were very tall. Mm-hmm. And they had the Rh negative blood type.
We should do an episode on that sometime.
We should. She wants to come back and redo. We were not happy. We had so many technical problems. We wanted to redo it because it's a fascinating topic.
You know, I think I have that set on my calendar for the first one in the new year.
Well, you have to be sure that she's invited because she's
Amazing. Absolutely.
We should also do the Anunnaki like properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I think we would have to do a series on the Anunnaki because they're in everything.
That's a lot.
It's a lot to go into for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You and I, Hadley, have talked about this before. Talking about, you know, ancient DNA and stuff, that there's this one line that comes out of Norway, out of the Vikings,
mm-hmm.
that goes back to the ancient, you know, ancient DNA and everything that are the Rh negative line.
Yep.
You know, I think that they're, like, this is just a hypothesis, but I think that there's probably something in our DNA that keeps us in the third dimension.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, because just like with the Anunnaki, we need
to talk about this offline because I can talk about that. But it's not for the masses.
Because I always heard that the Anunnaki wanted to stay in the third dimension.
Well, no. We don't want to stay in the. We don't want to. We got to get rid of that. They might want to keep us here, but we've got to. Get
well, yeah. Rid of I guess that's what I mean is that they intentionally were in.
Well, yeah, because we're blind, deaf, and dumb here. I mean, in our human bodies, there's so much we're not tapped into.
Right.
They've got some natural things that would actually break you out of that.
But you know, the thing about that too, though, is you know, then when you have people who actually do start breaking out of it, then there's this whole different group that's got you pinned up as crazy, or you know, they're out of their minds. Do you know what they believe? You know,
I'm finding that you know, it's like when you start talking about you know people having psychic abilities and stuff like that, you know. 75% or more of the people out there believe it.
Right.
But they're just not going to tell you. It's that's like right. When we start talking about how many people believe in Bigfoot. Well, a lot more because somebody's seeing him. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's right.
They're just not talking about it.
Yeah.
Going back to the people be thinking people's crazy. If you take too much of that fungi, I do know somebody that thought there was a cup of orange juice one time and that they were going to spill. You remember him, Tully?
Oh, Cecil, don't talk about yourself like that.
But I still, one day, ayahuasca, I'm telling you, if I have to do it by myself.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Though I will say that I have found out that some people get violently ill throwing up and other people get diarrhea. And I'm hoping I'm the violently ill throwing up in a bucket. Yeah. Because
we actually have talked about that multiple times.
No,
so I know where to buy adult diapers, guys.
I have been looking at places to go. I think there's like a place in Costa Rica where you can go and it's like all you can do like a 3-day visit or you can do like a week. And
there's one in America.
$2,000 a day.
It's in Florida.
I don't know if it's the same thing.
The one in Costa Rica, I think, is $2,000 a day.
Yeah.
It's a resort.
The one in Florida is a church. It had to be able to use that.
Yep. There's actually a church out in Arizona, too, that you can actually join and legally have peyote in your home.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's just like peyote in the sense that...
And as we digress, we're coming up on an hour.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alana...
Let's take our illegal academic talk offline.
Yeah.
Did I send you... And I thought I sent you and Tully that... the guy that... He's a former Navy SEAL, and he went and he did the whole trip... It wasn't on ayahuasca. It was some African drug.
Yeah, I do remember you sending something about that.
Did y'all watch it?
Yes.
It's amazing. He talks about, he had really bad severe PTSD.
Yeah.
I also have seen Ron White talk about it. And as I keep going down the rabbit hole.
Sorry.
Atlantis.
Yeah. Atlantis. Ron White was there.
Final thoughts.
I think it's either in the Atlantic. I think it's in the Antarctic or it's in the Sahara Desert.
I think it's under the water.
You think it sunk?
I think it sunk. I think they were too sure about the Pillars of Gibraltar or whatever, Pillars of Hercules, whatever that is. I think that was too pointed. I think that it has probably been susceptible to being sunk by like a comet or something, and we're probably going to find that it was sunk and then floated off somewhere over time.
Possible.
I think one way or the other that they ended up migrating to Antarctica, either they took the island with them because the island was synthetic and mobile.
It was crazy.
Or that they saw
they had a V8 hooked up to that sucker.
Because if they had if they had the ability for interplanetary travel, then they would have been able to see a comet coming. So either they moved it or they evacuated, and that was the safest place to go.
Yeah. Well, it's right at an hour, so I'm just going to say this real quick. They said that they went into, like, they became very war-oriented, and they went into war probably with the Lumerians. But we'll talk more about that next week.
Yep.
So we'll just continue.
What about Morgana?
No, I think pulse shift. You know, and I do. I think it was a pulse shift. I think it's probably Antarctica, because that would have been inundated by water. That's how the ice got there, as deep as it is.
I'll take mine back. I believe that too.
All right, guys. So what you got going on in the meantime, between now and next week? What's going on?
Forever 27 Club be dropping next Saturday. First episode.
All right, so you heard it here. We're in the Folk Podcast is coming back. You can find them on Twitter. And where are y'all broadcasting?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Y'all back on YouTube?
We're gangsters. We go. We put it.
I think Cecil's still catching up on YouTube, but we did release an episode last week that Morgana was on, covering the Great Mud Flood.
Check it out.
The last in the Expos series.
Thanks, Mona. You too. Thanks, Mona. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And hey, we will see you next week, where we'll be talking about Lumeria and / Mu.
Yeah, and y'all remember that if you have any questions or topics that you'd like to see us cover, be sure and just message us with them. We're always happy to, you know, talk about what y'all find interesting too.
I could throw up the blood sign, Mona, but it would say bold instead.
All right, y'all have a great night and happy Father's Day to all you guys out there.
And remember that you can get Alan Gamboa's book. What was the title? Zulu Operation Zulu. Tony, if you're still there, tell me. Dead Island Operation Zulu. I'm sorry, I get them backwards.
It's dope as well. Check it out.
Yeah, be sure to check it out. It's free this weekend. And happy Father's Day to all you dads out there and you moms who take on the role of dad. We know you're doing a good job at your job, and that's awesome. We love y'all. Stay weird.